Van County Land Bank board meeting for September 4th. Can I have approval of the minutes, please?
Make the motion.
Okay.
Any corrections or additions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Minutes are approved. Treasurer's report. Any questions on the treasurer's report? Mitch is here to answer those questions.
It was scintillating.
Any concerns, Mitch?
No. Nothing out of the ordinary to report or anything, but decent balance. We did get a little bit of the revenue we had been waiting on, $76,000 worth from the HCR grant. So other than that, nothing major to report.
Very good.
All right. Let's go into LBI phase one, year three grants.
All right. So we'll start off with the good news and it just gets worse from there.
Oh no.
So we were awarded year three for another 100,000. We've signed and executed the contract on that. So certainly good news and welcome news. That essentially offsets our insurance, our management contract with Arbor, and a little bit more of admin type related stuff. So that's 100,000 of our operating expenses, we'll call it. But again, good news. Moving into the next item, demo update. So this one here, I reached out to the contractor, as I stated last meeting, that this was going to be my focus. And he goes, yep, we can get it on the calendar, booking into February, March. So,
whoa.
Yeah. So we would really like to get this one done. There's also another couple other circumstances with the winning bidder that even put February, March into question. So my question to you guys would be, should we reject the current bid and rebid, where we can reach out to other contractors and hopefully get an award?
Yeah, we didn't sign.
We didn't. Wow.
We haven't signed a contract?
No. We awarded them a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Who's going to hold?
But we've never signed anything outside of that.
I see no harm in rebidding.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's not going to put us behind.
You know, just to be mindful, this bid will come in higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. He did give a really good, aggressive bid, but like an LCP or MJR will probably have a higher number attached to it, but it is a very complicated demo. So let's do that. So do we need to motion to reject?
I'll make a motion.
Reject his bid and
reject the bid and put it back out.
Put it back out. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any questions on that? I mean, do you think, well, let me ask you this question. Do you think there's going to be someone who can do it sooner?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
MJR, which is a contractor that we use a lot, is from the Hornell area, and did put in a bid in the original bid. So whether he does or doesn't, I don't know. LCP has recently done a lot of work for the county. Right now I have a great relationship with them. So hoping to kind of continue with either one. Get in there, get it done. We've looked at it, and logistically we can use walking floor trailers, which makes it a lot easier instead of having 10 wheelers maneuver around everywhere, because it's kind of sharp turns and it's one way or one lane. But either way, would like to get this one done prior to the end of the year.
We'd really like to get this off our list.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed, but
you
we
would
had
too.
Mobile work crew come through recently, completely
right,
take down all the trees, weeds, clean that up. So I spoke to the neighbor who was having some issues with them, so we took care of that.
I know it's kind of a, you know, there's a complexity to this demo, but were there other outstanding issues that we're not aware of where the contractor was concerned, or is it?
No, he never really stated any concerns to me. So he is currently running for the Allegheny County Treasurer. He's an Allegheny County legislator, And so his focus is completely on all of that.
Okay. And the election is coming up, so he's got too much time in that.
Correct.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Yep. So that is really, you know, throwing the curveball, because up until I made that call, it was just after the flood here. He had been on board to, you know, get it done when we were able to schedule a DPW. So it was a bit concerning as soon as he switched gears.
All right. So we already have the bid docs together. We can get those out relatively quickly.
Elizabeth has all that.
Okay.
We would be very happy to get this one finished and out of it.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
another one.
Need to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. We will put that out again for a bid.
All right. Continuing the trend of not so great news, the next one is the College Ave purchase has been rescinded. They were using a like a Rocket Mortgage type broker, and they are definitely a little more stringent than local lenders as far as being less than 2 years away from a tax sale, or how we acquired it, sort of through a tax sale. So local banks will write title insurance where larger nationals typically won't. We've never had a problem in the past with a local bank, so we kind of pushed them that way, you know, try somebody local if you're really interested, and we'll see how it goes. But just an FYI, that one is back on. Maggie emailed me this morning, our realtor, and continues to show the property. So I honestly don't think this one's going to be out there very long at all.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. I have two other order items that I need to discuss. Regular session that are not on the agenda, and they're both the award of bids.
Okay. We're going to talk about them right now?
Sure. First one is we originally had the same contractor that's doing the plan to do the Cottage Ave demo won an asbestos abatement award for River Road. And this is the one that he tried to use a subcontractor, and we went through all that. Anyways, we rebid it. And LCP Group was the lone bidder at $27,500 with a couple issues with credits. They're a $2,000 credit if we don't have a state permit that's needed, which I don't think we do. But neither here nor there. We'll do the full amount. LCP is a great firm. We've used them a number of times. It is higher than the original bid. Still covered by phase two of the LBI. So would like to award to LCP Group out of Bestow.
Second.
What's their timing?
Knowing them, probably next week.
We are ready to go on that with abatement. That's the only thing that we're waiting for to start the RFP for the scope of work. So I'm hopeful that if I get a hold of them today, that they can start next week.
Wow. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. Wow, that's good. That's good news.
That is good news. And another good one here, that Woodhall property that was donated at 1606 County Route 129. It's kind of at the head of Main Street as you come down into Woodhall. That donation went through, and the bid is back for the demo. And we would like to award that to MJR Partners for $12,900.
That didn't get wiped out by Debbie? No.
It was damaged from Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been vacant since then. Okay. So, you know, I talk to codes on a regular basis on that one.
You need a second, Amanda?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
So, questions. So, is that, so we're going to demolish it.
We are.
And then, is that a lot that it, I haven't been to Woodhall to see this. I don't ever go to Woodhall, I guess. So, is it something that we can sell as a vacant lot, or is it a...
We can try. I don't know what, given the nature of the floods in the last 3 years, I don't know what real feasibility that lot has, but we can talk to the town officials. Maybe they have a use for it as a park or something. I don't know.
Chris, what's next door to it? What's the
community bank, which is not open, I believe. And that's right. Is there a river or creek right next to that?
Right next to the bank is the river that goes through there. The bank's up for sale right now. When we were out there last time checking everything out, Code actually stopped by and wondered what was going on with it. And he said that the bank got flooded in the basement and stuff, so they were cleaning that stuff out. But I don't know if maybe, like you said, talk to the code, the town and the municipality, see if there's anything that they could use it for.
Sure.
Maybe even it's something that they can do a temporary, like to divert water away from the rest of those houses there. I mean, it's just terrible because you can see where the water just washes right around that big building. And now what's going to happen when that building's not there?
You say the bank is for sale as well?
Bank's for sale.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Maybe the town has a use for it. Never know.
Did we get?
Doesn't hurt to ask.
All right. We need to vote on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. So are you going to be able to check with to see if there's anything that the town can?
Yeah, I'll reach it. So I've spoken to a number of individuals in the town of Woodhull. Can certainly gauge their interest on this. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll just be happy to get rid of it too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what the likelihood is of selling that bank.
I believe it's been for sale for over a year.
Which bank is it?
Community Bank.
Community.
Yeah.
They're not opening new branches, you know?
No.
A lot of these places. Okay. Well, maybe somebody will want to buy the whole thing. All right. What else? Any other good news?
Nope, that is all that I have. Obviously, we'll keep everybody up to date on the sale of College Ave.
What was the list price on the College Ave?
$109.9.
And the people who were going to buy it were?
$117 net to seller.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. How about our list of, well, let me ask you about the auction in October. How many properties do we have so far?
I believe we're down to 20.
20. Any prospects in there for the land bank?
Chris, have you gone through?
Doug went through and I've gone through. We've looked at some as possible demos and rehabs. We'll continue to do so. And any suggestions we do have would be in October's meeting. Because when are you having the
15th to the
22nd? Yeah, so it would definitely be next meeting.
Okay.
But we're pretty close to being out of phase two funds, correct? So we definitely don't want to, you know, get it out in front of our skis or anything.
So
you're planning to bid at the auction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So do we have a list of what else is coming up, or do we need to go back and ask municipalities?
So yeah, last month I talked about one over in the Wayland area. That's a possible donation as a demo. That one's still a candidate for acquisition. There's a couple in the Hornell area as well, donations. Those are going to continue to be the route, as we see from, you know, asbestos abatement quotes. These are going to continue to fall on the land bank and the county tax sale. So, you know, we have to be able to be ready to pull the trigger on these and get rid of them. But if anybody knows of any, in, you know, over in your area, please let me know. Us know.
Will do.
We know you will. Anything else?
I'm good on my end.
Anybody have anything for the meeting? If not,
I do.
I'm sorry.
So one of the founding members of the land bank board is retiring.
Is this your last meeting?
Oh, it is. We would have had a cake or something for you. Well, we appreciate all you've done and your involvement as a charter member of the land
bank. Absolutely.
We do appreciate all your work and hopefully if we need something, we'll get to be able to call on you. And I know Mitch has probably got your number.
Speed dial.
Well, congratulations and best wishes for your retirement.
Certainly. Congratulations.
How many years? The county?
Something.
Yeah.
Not the 20, but north of 15.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Well, we appreciate what you've done and wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement's really good.
Well, what would you know about retirement?
Oh, I'm retired from Corning. God, no. See, retired from Corning. Right?
Yeah,
it's true.
It has to be 17 because you've been here as long as I have.
Yes, I have.
You worked for Carol Whitehead when I came on board. Yeah. So, yeah.
I've never done the math.
Who's counting?
When you're having fun, it's hard to keep track of time, right?
Yeah.
Well, so as far as replacing, it's up to the county legislature to appoint?
De facto commissioner of finance.
I didn't hear you.
It's in the
bylaws.
That it would be Mitch.
Okay. Oh, because that position is always a standing position on the committee. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
I don't think anything has to happen other than maybe, I don't know, probably nothing.
We don't have to take action or.
I don't think so.
Nope. Yeah, we'll look back at previous times and, like Amanda said, we might have to do a resolution.
The reason it's critical to me is not only we're going to miss you, but we sometimes have a hard time getting a quorum here. And so we need to make sure that we have eligible members of the board.
Exactly. Yeah.
People that actually show up, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Good point. All right. If you have nothing, how about a motion to adjourn? Second? Okay. We are all in favor.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That wasn't bad. We've been moving pretty quick today. All the meetings. Yesterday I had to call in. I had three grandchildren with me. I didn't think you wanted to see all.